ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయమౌదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అపాత్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ. సో వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 9 ఎంటైటిల్ ది అపీరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ డీమన్ ధృతరాసుర్. Today's text is number 37. Text is in a prose, it's not a poetry. Like in Sanskrit, gadya and padya. One can be sing, one can be read. So this is prose. So I will read myself. This is the whole verse in that. సమవిషమతీనాం మతం అనుసరసి యథా రజ్జు ఖండ స్పర్శాది ధియం. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. సమ ఈక్వల్ ఆర్ ప్రాపర్, విషమ అండ్ అన్ఈక్వల్ ఆర్ మిస్టేకన్, మతీనాం of those having intelligence, matam conclusion, anusarasi you follow, yatha just as, rajju khandah a piece of a rope, sarpa adi a snake, etc. Dhyam of those who perceive. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considers it as a snake. But not for a person with a proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you, as a super soul in everyone's heart, inspire fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence. But in you, there is no duality. These are demigods praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 4.11, the Lord says, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajami ham. As one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the reservoir of everything, including all knowledge, all truth, and all contradiction. The example cited here in is very appropriate. A rope is one truth, but some mistake it for a snake, whereas others know it to be a rope. Similarly, devotees who know the Supreme Personality Godhead do not see contradiction in him, but non-devotees regard him as the snake-like source of all fear. For example, when Narsingadev appeared, Prahlad Maharaj saw the Lord, the supreme solace, whereas his father, a demon, saw him as ultimate death. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.37, Bhayam vityabhinivesatah shat, fear results from being absorbed in duality. When one is in knowledge of duality, one knows both fear and bliss. The Supreme Lord is the source of bliss to devotees and fear to non-devotees who have poor fund of knowledge. God is one, but people understand the absolute truth from different angle of vision. The unintelligent see contradiction in him, but sober devotees find no contradiction. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnamamsha Sri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostupte Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A rope causes fear for a bewildered person who considers it a snake, but not for a person with a proper intelligence who knows it to be only a rope. Similarly, you, as the supreme super soul in everyone's heart, inspire fear or fearlessness according to one's intelligence. But in you, there is no duality. First, I would like to thank the management for giving me the chance to repeat the message of Srimad Bhagavatam through Guru Parampara system. That way I can be purified myself by repeating exactly the purports of Srila Prabhupada. And I seek blessings from all the senior devotees who are here. Please bless me so that I can speak few words that will have some effect on everyone. Thank you very much. So, as a speaker, it is my service. As a listener, it is your service. So, Srota and Vakta. This is both are doing service. So we are not in a different, I'm not bigger and you are not smaller. Everyone is equal in that sense. So I would request everyone to hear attentively as much as possible. Generally, when Prabhupada used to give classes, Bhagavatam, he would not go more than 35 or 40 minutes. But I have been given one whole hour. So, the idea is Prabhupada will speak strict philosophy. I will speak philosophy, but at the same time, I will give some examples so that an audience mind remains attached to that. So, before that I will tell a story that one Ramayana Katha reciter was reciting Ramalila. And one lady was sitting in the audience, and as Kathakar was reciting, she was crying. After 3 days of Katha, this speaker asked her, "What portion of my Katha touched your heart?" In that way, the reciter was thinking, "I'm so very nice, he was puffed up, Kathaka, and it touches the heart of the audience." So that lady's answer was that 1 week ago, my goat died, and looking at your beard, I cried. So my dear devotees, concentrate what being said. Don't think outwardly thing. So another thing, very important thing I would like to mention, I beg to speak about it. At the proper pronunciation is very, very important. Now, One example. When we sing Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, everybody sings that way. Even senior devotees do that. And then Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. So why Prabhupada and why Prabhupada? Why this contradiction? His name is Prabhupada. So Prabhupada has how to pronounce each and every word, Sanskrit words. There is a Sanskrit pronunciation guide in all of his books, English written. Maybe in other translation it may not be there, because the other translation in Bengali or Hindi or maybe, they don't need, because they know, they assume that they know the proper pronunciation. But they are not doing that. Then second stanza of Prabhupada's pranati, Namaste, people say Saraswati Deve. It is not Saraswati Deve. It is Saraswate Deve. Saraswate means son of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. When you are saying Namaste Saraswati Deve, that means you are glorifying not Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. It's not wrong, but his pranati, we should be singing properly. In early 1980s, the devotees, most of the Western devotees, there is a word, Shraddha, Shraddha. Spelling is the same. But they are accustomed for Shraddha, So for Shraddha, also they will say pronounce Shraddha. Two different meanings, same word. So it behooves us to properly pronounce. Mispronunciation makes very difficult, because in this Bhagavatam, first thought was angry because Indra beheaded his son Vishwarupa. Now Vishwarupa was appointed as a guru by Indra himself. But Vishwarupa had three heads, one to drink wine, one to drink somaras, and another to speak or eat. He was performing fire sacrifice to give strength to the demigods. And he was reciting Narayan Kavach mantras. So when he would pay oblations and give oblations, he will say Indraya Saha. So Indra gets the benefit of that thing, oblation. But in a process of yajna, he would, with one of his mouth, he will give oblations to his mother's side's ancestors. Mother's side's mother was a demon, daughter of a demon. So he was giving on the side. When Indra found out, he cut off his head right there in fire sacrifice. So Tvastha got angry. He wanted to create a very powerful demon who can kill Indra. So in throwing oblations for creating a demon, there's one word used is Indra Satro. Indra Satro, if you use one together, Indra Satro, that means the demon will become enemy of Indra. But he separated the words, same word, Indra Satro. That means Indra became enemy of that Vrutrasura. So this mispronunciation causes very havoc. So our request is, please, do it properly. And when we are, also another thing, when we are chanting any mantra or singing, our mind should be with the words, what we are saying, we're speaking. When we speak something, when we do something, that should be, our concentration should be that, in that only. We are chanting mantra, we should understand we are sitting here to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we give attention to each and every word. Similarly, in the Vaishnava songs or whatever we are singing, the purpose or the meaning of the sloka should come in a mind. There are Sanskrit sloka in most of the temples. After reciting, like Guru Vandana, they have recite in English. So the people, those do not know Bengali, they can understand the meaning while they are singing. That's why recitation is there. So this should come automatically. That is called anything, every moment we are conscious of what we are doing, that is called Krishna consciousness. When you are not doing something else, that's not Krishna consciousness. This is our humble request, to pay attention to what you are saying. What happens that in our society, senior devotees and even some sannyasis and guru, they tend to mispronounce this thing. Like for Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that is not word, Hare Krishna. So in Bengali pronunciation, Ramo, that's not a proper word. So these things, when they accustom, and a new devotees come, they will accustom to whatever being said by senior devotees. And consequently, the substandard becomes standard, and people follow. And if you indicate that this is not proper pronunciation, they will be, who are you to tell me? Like that. So anyway, Prabhupada has taken so much time putting, you know, how to pronunciation guide for his books. So now, we are, I want to talk to you about Indra's position and power. When he was a king of the Haman. So when he was in king of heaven, he was intoxicated with his pride. When his guru Brihaspati came, he ignored him because he was enjoying sense gratification with apsaras dancing. And guru came, guru realized that he is not paying me attention to me, he left. So any position, whatever it may be, will make person with the three bad things, that is labha, pratishtha, puja. Any position, it comes with that. And if you have a higher position, you have higher attachment for a labha, pratishtha, puja. Labha means profit. Pratishtha means prestige, and puja means adoration. Once you accustomed to get that thing, when you are in a position, you wanted it. You get addicted to it. And if somebody doesn't do that, he says, why doesn't he do it? I'm such and such a person. This is my position. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pratishtha or prestige is called sukarera vishta, pig stool. Who wants that? If we consider ourselves, the pratishtha is a pig stool, who would want that? And that is called humility. In order to enter into the palace of bhakti, you have to enter through the doorway of humility. Because without humility, you cannot progress in your devotional service. So, Indra, as usual, was puffed up all the times, and so many other things. One episode I would mention, that when Indra killed, Indra killed was Vratrasu. But before that, the Bali Maharaj has taken over the whole entire universal management. So when Indra had to go to Lord Vishnu to beg, you know, what should we do? Lord Vishnu gave him a solution. You go and ask the Dadyanchi Muni's bones. Now the Dadyanchi Muni was reciting the Narayan Kavach Mantra. Consequently, his whole body was Narayan Kavach. And Narayan Kavach is so powerful, nothing can happen to that person. So, but when the Dadyanchi Muni, I go back a little far back further, that the Dadyanchi Muni had promised, no, Indra went to Dadyanchi, Pradyanja Muni promised two Aswini Kumars, celestial physicians, approach him, and they wanted that vidya, that knowledge of Narayana Kavach. But Indra found out that I am king, he should not give any mantras to anybody without my permission. So he went to Pradyanja Muni, he said, if you do that, I'll cut off your head. And Pradyanja Muni had promised to Aswini Kumar that, please, he will come tomorrow, I'll give you that mantra. Now, when they came, Pradyanja Muni said that this is the problem. So they said, we are surgeon. We can do anything. We can do heart transplant or head transplant or anything. So don't worry about it. We will cut off your head ourselves, preserve it, and then put the horse's head. Through that we can give vidya. And then when Indra comes and cuts off your head as a horse head, we'll put that back. So this was prior to approaching to Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu said, you have to go to Pradyanja Muni and ask for his bones. And not only that, he said, you can't directly approach to Guru, you have to go through his disciples. So he was in humiliating position that he had to do this thing. But he did it. Pradyanja Muni, for a joke, he said, you like your body, you love your body, I love my body also, why should I give you your bones? Then he started giving the philosophy that for universe's good, because this Pratrasu is, you know, for universe's good, please, you know, it is your duty to give your life even for that. So Pradyanja Muni, his laugh, he said, I'm not attached with my body. So he immediately created fire and he burned himself. And the bones, he asked, Indra asked Vishwakarma to create Vajra. So that Vajra was so powerful that, then with the Vajra, Indra went to with full power to attack on Vritrasu. So other demons who were there to fight against demigod, they fled because they saw that they have surcharged with the power. Now Indra came on Airavat and he had Vajra in his hand, and then he went to Vritrasur. What he did, instead of throwing Vajra, he threw club. For that giant, gigantic demon, it's nothing, it's like a flower. He just catch it and threw it back, and head of the Airavat was made a wound in the head of him. So the Airavat became unconscious, he just fell down, along with Indra fell down. So this is humiliating position. And then Vritrasur said, you fool, you don't have faith in Supreme Personality of Godhead's words that this Vajra will kill me. I have a faith. Why didn't you use that in first place? So Indra was bewildered that even demon can give me some lessons. Anyway, he got a lesson. And then he used it. He cut off his hand, then head. But cutting off Vritrasura's head, it took one celestial year to cut his head. Now the same Vajra would not even cut the skin of Hiranyakashipu. Imagine how much powerful this demon was. But in a previous life, both were devotees, Jayavijay, and here he was a Chitraketu. But what is the difference? Chitraketu was king of earthly planetary system, while those Jayavijay, they are personal associates of the Supreme Lord. So Supreme Lord gives, he says, Yatha Mam Prapadyante Samsa Sevipajam. Lord himself wanted to fight with the demon, so he gave as much power as possible. In Chitraketu's, in Vritrasura's case, it was not so bad. So, anyway, this is this. One Puranic story I will tell. When Indra killed the Vritrasura, he got puffed up. He ordered that Vishwakarma, he's an engineer, he should make a palace, befitting Indra's position. So, Vishwakarma has to, because he's king, so he started building a palace in a very nice place. Then Indra would come and sit on the throne, and he said, this is not right, this is not right, do it properly. So for 3 days, he was nagging him, saying, this is not proper. So and what happened that, Vishwakarma was fed up, so he went to Lord Brahma. He said, my dear Lord, the Indra, he just killed a demon, and he's so puffed up. He wants me to build a nice palace. I'm trying it, my best, but he finds the faults all the time. So what can I do? What should we do? So Brahma said, Lord, let's go to Lord Vishnu. So both of them went to Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu understood to curb his pride. Vishnu said, tomorrow we'll do something. So next day, when Indra was sitting, he sat on his throne, one young boy came, Brahmachari boy. And Indra asked him, what are you doing here, young boy? He said, I came to see the palace you are having built that no Indra had built before. He said, what do you mean, no Indra? There was any Indras before me? I'm the only Indra. So at that time, a line of ants were walking through on the floor. The boy looked at it and laughed. So Indra was humiliated. He said, why are you laughing? He said, if you give me permission, I will tell you. So Indra said, yes, go ahead and tell me, why are you laughing? He said, you see all the ants? They were Indra one time. So at that time, one person who was, he was hairy. His name was Romaharsana. He entered into it. So both the boy and Indra looked at him and he said, who are you? He said, my name is such and such. Because I'm hairy. And they asked, Indra and boy asked him, where do you live? Where is your place? Where do you live? He said, life is short. I don't build a hut. My life is so, I consider is in a very short, that every time when Brahma dies, one hair falls off. I have so much hair still left on me. So this is life is short. So then Indra realized that then the boy explained to him that in one Brahma's life, there are 14 Manus. Each Manu they run 71 yuga cycles. And there is a sandhya and again yuga cycle. So every Manu, there is a change of the whole demigod. Indra, Vayu, Agni, Surya, everybody. This is the post. Some living entity who has done good pious activity can occupy the post for that period of time. So that was explained to him. Then he said, I want to take sannyas. So his wife Sati went to Brihaspati. Guru Maharaj, Indra wants to take sannyas. You know, please, you know, teach him something. So Brihaspati said, okay. Brihaspati went to him and he said, you know, you are the king of heaven. It's your duty to, you know, manage the whole heavenly palace. And I'm writing the treaties or how to rule the kingdom. I'm writing for you and you want to give up that? That's no, you can't do that. So finally he was convinced. But so the idea is that when you get a position, you get puffed up. Even smallest position, I have some position, then La Pratisa Puja comes with it. And you can become attached with that. And for the devotees, it's not good. So anyway, now in this verse, the people misconceive a rope as a snake, but that is mind trick. In reality, a person who uses his intelligence knows that it is not, he has understanding, proper understanding between rope and, but the person who whose mind is not controlled, he is also in a sense gratification, he always thinks, has a fear. And Prabhupada writes this sloka that bhayam dvitiya bivinesha shat. That whole entire sloka is this way, that bhayam dvitiyam abhivinesha shad isad apetasya. Isad means Supreme Lord. Apetasya means averse or turn away. When you turn away from Supreme Personality Godhead, Maya is immediately captures you. Prabhupada has said that you don't have to go look for Maya. Once you forget Krishna, Maya is right there. In Bengali, it says, Krishna bhuli telajiv bhogavancha kare pache the maya tare japotiya tare. As soon as you forget Krishna, Maya will catch you. With a slap, one slap will catch you. And you cannot get rid of those clutches of Maya. Maya is very powerful. Krishna says, mama maya duratyaya. Devi hi hesha gunmai mama maya duratya. So the when maya affects you, your mind always thinking something all the time for sense gratification only. An intelligent person forgets about the sense gratification, then his intelligence is controlling mind. Otherwise, many people not even mind controlling, their senses control. Because when a living entity is born, he is annamaya. Always eat one something. When a small baby will pick up a speck from floor and eat. This is annamaya platform. When grown up a little bit, he could become pranamaya. This is mine. this is yours. That duality comes. When he goes to school, becomes Manomaya, if he gets proper education. Otherwise, people behave on the sensual platform. So, I give one devotee was invited in a Bengali family for prasadam. So they had made nice coconut filled kachoris. So this devotee, he never had this, he had tested one time before, but this is something, So his mind said, take one, two, and he takes three, in my understanding, he takes three. Then host comes. In a Bengal, there is a custom. You can't give three things. You have to give more than three or less than three. So the host gives two more. So he ate five. And mine said, when are you going to get a chance? Take some more. So mine is telling this thing. And in the middle of night, he got stomachache. The same mind tells him, you stupid, why did you eat so many kachoris? this is mine. So our acharya says, ignore the mind, just don't listen. Simple thing. So anyway, Prabhupada mentioned about the Lord Narasimhadev appeared. And Prahlad saw him, and he saw him as a loving father. But the demons were like, it was death personified. Here in this world, the snake is death for anyone, but who's person who is in material consciousness, he is always fear of the snake, even if he sees a rope. So the example is given, cat's mouth. Cat's mouth is very fear personified for the rats. So rats can play around as long as cat's not there. As a demon will play around as long as there is no Supreme Person of Godhead. But then, when the cat comes, they see her cat's mouth as a fear personified. But same mouth for cat's kitten are with Prabhupada. So, the same cat's mouth, the kittens feel very soothing. The same teeth, everything. That cat will pick the kitten from back, it will be smoothing and take from one place to another place. So for the devotees, Supreme Personality Godhead, doesn't matter what form he is, in a very ferocious form of Narasimhadev. Prahlad Maharaj had no fear, he knew he is always my protector. But for the demon, it was like that. So, when we sing Tavakara Kamala Pare Naham, glorifying the Narasimhadev, his karakamal, his feet, hand, and palm, lotus. Lotus is very smooth and very fine texture. That, and he has the nails. The nails are much more powerful than Indra's Vajra. Just imagine on a lotus, very soft. If you have a vajra, I mean, how can he stand? But that is sringam, adbhuta sringam, that is Lord's sringam. And devotees like it. And the other people, outside people who do not know, understand about Lord Narasingadev, so what is this? They always think, what kind of, you know, and why we perceive him? He is very ferocious. So people who do not understand, ignorant people, that is death for them. When Lord Narasingadev, Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, is your Lord everywhere? And he said, yes. So he was not faking. He would see. Because Lord is everywhere, we have to develop the consciousness that we know. Now, the devotee's consciousness is sthavar jangam dekhe, na dekhe tar murti. They see everything outside, but they don't see that this is a tree, this is that. They see Ishtadev's purti. This is energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They see that way. They don't see anything different. So Prahlad was seeing Supreme Lord everywhere. In Supreme Lord, in Brahma Samhita, he says, Andaltarastha Paramanu Chayadantam. He is in the universal egg as well as is in an atom. Paramanu, even a subatomic particle, he is there. In atom, those who know chemistry, one atom, you cannot even see. You have to need a big microscope. Still, you cannot see. That atom, for like example, hydrogen atom. In one atom, there is a neutron, electron, and proton. Now, electrons are orbiting to the neutron inside. Where this energy comes from? It's compact energy. When you break that atom, it becomes atom bomb. Same small energy in the form of an atom. How inconceivable potency Supreme Lord has. So that is the devotees always see Supreme Lord. So the Hiranyakashipu asked, you know, is he in a pillar? He strike the pillar. Now there is one side story. Then in Mayapur, the Mayapur Gurukul boys were performing this pastime of Lord Narasingadev. So the one boy became Narasingadev. He was hiding behind the pillar. And the Prahlad Maharaj and the two boys were playing as Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. Your Lord is in this pillar? And Prahlad said, yes. And so he strike the pillar and Narasingadev come from another pillar. And everybody was laughing. But the thing is that the one who was training those boys, you know, directing in a drama, he was an intelligent boy. He said, Supreme Personality Godhead is omnipotent. He can come from anywhere he wants to. So Prahlad El Hiranyakashipu had to run to that pillar. But this is the pillar. So anyway, when Lord came, he tear off the Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, the same hand. No, all devatas, including Mother Lakshmi, who is a consort of Lord Vishnu, she had never seen this kind of form of his own Lord or her own Lord. So she was afraid. She didn't want to go near him. So Brahma said, Prahlad, you go. When Prahlad went there, he bowed down to the lotus feet of Narasingadev. When he touched his lotus feet, all his anger was subsided. He put that bloody hand, Varada Hasta, he gave a big benediction. You know, that way Prahlad could not say any prayers to Supreme Lord. He was dumbfounded. Even we can do that. Lord Krishna comes in front of us, we don't know what to say. Even when we come in front of the deity, sometimes we just bow down and we don't say anything. Then what to speak of when Supreme Person of Godhead is right there in front of you. Same thing happened to Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj also, when he saw Supreme Personality of Godhead, he fell down as a sick and he could not say anything. But as soon as Hansa touched to the forehead of the Dhruva Maharaj, his senses become enlightened. Not material senses, spiritual senses. That we can do the prayers. Same thing happened to Prahlad Maharaj. When he was touched by his hand, he did the prayers. So, this verse, Bhayam Dityam, I will read the translation because Prabhupada has given translation. This verse, Bhayam Dityam Abhiminesat Chat, that verse was spoken by Sri Kavi to King Nimi. And Prabhupada has translated in two different ways. Main thing is that fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body. We think, and Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Jivera Svarupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das. That is our constitutional position. But as soon as we forget that, we want to become a master, then this fear starts. The fear because of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. That illusory energy makes he's so powerful that always you will be thinking of sense gratification, but you will not have any knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so this creates a bewildering situation, condition, and that's why one sees rope as a snake. But for the learned, doesn't see difference because rope is rope and snake is snake. So, but the illusory energy, and there is one verse, and that. That one verse, I forgot the name, where is it? Well, I'll read the only just mention the translation. I can't find the verse in here right now. That verse says, what the happiness derived from association with the family members, son, friends, and wife, is like a drop in a desert. That happiness is very flickering, and it's not permanent happiness. And it's in a desert, a very hot sand creates the illusion that there is water. And when animal wants to drink that water, runs after the water, as Maharaj moves away. And finally, with exhaustion, the animal dies, want of water. Maharaj is not a water, but there is a water also, in reality. So the person who is in knowledge differentiate Maharaj, between Maharaj and the water. One time Prabhupada was asked a question in America. that some devotee was saying that Guru knows Krishna, so Guru knows, when he knows Krishna, he knows everything. So one newly joined devotee asked to that devotee, ask your Guru Maharaj, does he know how many windows are there on Empire State Building? You know what Prabhupada's answer was? He said that how many drops are there in Maharaj? Because Prabhupada, see, this is illusion. Counting the windows is useless. How many windows are there? Knowing that, what is the use of it? You may say, you know, how many in a cricketer had made runs or this and that. What has to do with our spiritual life? We are just wasting the time in other things, which is other than Vayam Dvitiyam, other than Supreme Lord Krishna Godhead. It creates a fearful situation. I would end here, and I would thank you for giving me chance. And Hare Krishna. If anyone has any question or comments, any kind of comments, or any doubt, please. I didn't complete the whole thing because it's too long. But anyway, please accept what I have said, all the basic things.